How could Coyne, Doolittle, and Miller all claim to have tested it and shown it to be false? A hypothesis cannot be both untestable and tested. The same can be said for Meyer's hypothesis that biological information cannot be produced by unguided natural processes. Miller claims that evidence supporting the RNA world scenario for the origin of life disproves Meyer's hypothesis. Meyer disagrees, but the mere fact that Miller bases his claim on evidence shows that Meyer's hypothesis is testable. In cases such as these, Darwinists often complain that intelligent design consists of nothing more than criticisms of Darwinism. To be sure, part of the process of inferring design involves eliminating explanations based on natural law and chance, as we saw above. Since Darwinists claim that their explanations disprove intelligent design, it is reasonable for ID theorists to rebut them. But ID theorists do much more than argue against the alleged power of natural selection and random variations. They also argue that the features in question have characteristics that we normally attribute to design. Since irreducible complexity is normally caused by an intelligent agent that assembles parts with a future function in mind, and since the only known cause of complex specified information is intelligence, a design inference is warranted in these cases. Future research may or may not corroborate ID, but there can be no doubt that ID and Darwinism are looking at the same evidence and giving different answers to the same questions. Darwinists attempt to insulate their answers from criticism by declaring ID unscientific, but their attempt collapses into a contradiction. ID isn't science because it isn't testable, and besides, it has been tested and proven false. From Seinfeld, Kramer has an altercation with a monkey at the zoo. Kramer, so what do you want me to do?
Mr. Pless, zoo official.
Well, frankly, we'd like you to apologize.
Kramer,
yeah, well, he started it.
Mr. Pless.
Mr. Kramer, he is an innocent primate.
Kramer.
So am I. What about my feelings? Don't my feelings count for anything? Oh, only the poor monkey is important. Everything has to be done for the monkey.
But is it true?
Clearly, definitions of science that depend on natural law, testability, motivations, implications, or tentativeness cannot discriminate between Darwinism and intelligent design. The only definition of science that would include Darwinism and exclude intelligent design would be that science allows only natural explanations. But unless this exclusion is accompanied by an acknowledgement that some objective phenomena might not have natural explanations, then it is simply materialistic philosophy. It is not based on evidence. Indeed, it has no need for evidence, except perhaps as window dressing.